So what? Nobody got love for Loon? Yeah. So what? We asked if Loon wasn't this shit? Hey!
Time to be strong.
Oh, no, no.
Baby and Maddie.
Stop now, straight to the spot now.
You ain't know.
That's what I need.
No, truly understand.
What? Why did you stop one thing? They don't know. Fix it. TKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Amina Claudine Maris. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I like to listen to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. Slick, huh? Good morning. Welcome. This is indeed Jazzmuck. Thank you. Artifacts, a very tight trio indeed. Nicole Mitchell at the flute, Temeca Reed at the cello, and Mike Reed at the drums from their release of last year. And then there's this, came out on Astral Spirits Recordings. And that starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. Glad you could make it. Do hope you can stick around. Creative music, as usual, for the next couple of hours right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. John B., your host, still struggling with a mask and the buttons here live in studio on a Friday morning. You can find that at 90.3 FM and, of course, at www.ckut.ca anytime. Do stick around. A few things planned, some old stuff. We got some new stuff, as usual, and all of it, I hope you agree, is creative. Sad news this week in the world of creative jazz. The great cellist Abdul Wadud passed away just a few days ago, actually, just a couple of days ago. Of course, tremendous free player, did a lot of work with Julius Hemphill, and of course was on the seminal Anthony Blues of Anthony Davis's Of Blues and Dreams with Leroy Jenkins and Firon Aklafu. We are going to start the set off with a piece from this record. Of course, he also was from that record, also a major inspiration for Temeca Reed. So we may hear from her again throughout the course of the next couple of hours. As I mentioned, we are going to start with a piece from Of Blues and Dreams, recorded in New York City in 1978 for the Canadian Sackville recording label. And it featured, of course, Anthony Davis at the piano, Abdul Wadud at the cello, and Firon Aklaf at the drums. Part of a long suite for Another World. This is the opening track, Leith. And it's already here in Chesapeake. Almost worked. All right here in Chesapeake. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm gonna Thank you. Thank you.
Here and Now, the name of that project. A trio, in actuality. Maz Swift at the violin, Temeca Reed at the cello, and Silvia Bellignesi at the double bass. That was a piece entitled Prayer for Wadud, written by Temeca Reed and released, as I say, on the album, Not Living in Fear. I got carried away by that piece of music. International Anthem release, a beautiful release from this trio of very creative women. Here in Now, once again, one of the inaugural recordings, I think, on International Anthem recordings. Prior to that, we heard Julius Hemphill working with Mr. Wadud, Abdul Wadud, of course, at the cello, amplified there, and of course, Julius Hemphill at reeds. That from Oakland Duets, a 1993 release on Music and Arts, and that was a piece entitled Dream. Prior to that, from a brand new release entitled Geometry of Trees, I believe. Is that it? Yes. Just released on the Relative Pitch recording label. Second release for this very creative improvising quartet. Temeca Reed at the cello. Kyoko Kitamura, I should say, at the voice. Taylor Hope Bynum at the cornet. And Joe Morris at the guitar. Through the Shaft of Nothings, We Drive Onward was the name of that piece. And you can find it on Relative Pitch recordings. Prior to that piece from 1991, Marty Ehrlich's Dark Woods Ensemble, which is in actuality a trio with Marty Ehrlich at the reeds, of course. And